and a danger to life warning on the Channel Islands. 40 Jersey residents were moved to hotels overnight, with police reporting building damage. Sean Bigger lives along the coast.
I was around in 87, so, well, 86, 87, I remember the last big one, so it's when it hits land and goes inwards a bit that you get more destruction, whereas on the coast, I'm hoping it's not going to be too bad, but, you know, fingers crossed. That's all we can hope for, really.
A former NHS boss says senior ministers sometimes skipped important meetings if Matt Hancock was in charge of them. Lord Simon Stevens used to lead NHS England. He's told an inquiry into COVID-19 that emergency cobra gatherings in general weren't optimally effective. A woman's been charged with murdering three family members in a case that's gripped Australia. 49-year-old Erin Patterson's accused of poisoning her former husband's parents, as well as Gail's sister, whose husband survived. They all fell ill after eating a beef Wellington in a town in the southeast of the country in July. Our correspondent Nicole Johnston has more.
The police believe that they died of suspected poisoning from death cap mushrooms. Now, these types of mushrooms are found in this area of Australia, and if you go foraging for mushrooms, edible ones, it's easy to confuse them.
And some breaking news. The Bank of England's decided to leave interest rates unchanged at 5.25%. Most experts expected that because inflation's eased back and the flurry of rate increases over recent months has now filtered through. The Prime Minister says we shouldn't be scared of an imminent robot uprising enabled by artificial intelligence. Rishi Sunak's at a summit of experts who are analysing the possible risks and benefits. And the Beatles are back with a new song that's often referred to by fans as their last ever track. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather. We've heard it there. It is a weather warning at the moment, so be careful out there. It's very overcast, rain for the rest of the day and 11 degrees. There will be some flooding on the roads down the lane, so be very careful when you're travelling, as there'll be lots of surface water.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch. I love watching Only Murders in the Building. If you've got access, I think it's on, is it on Disney Channel? I think it might be. It's Steve Martin, Martin Short and Selima Gomez. It is brilliant. I watched the very first series, fell in love with it. It's just brilliantly written. I think it's written actually by Steve Martin, who is a genius. Not only, do you know what? There's a video of Steve Martin, because you always think of him being quite gangly. He's very, very tall. And he plays banjo brilliantly, sings brilliantly, acts, writes, comedian. But the other thing he does is there is a video of him, or an old video, it's on the YouTube, of him with another guy, and I can't remember the guy's name, but he's tap dancing. And it is absolutely brilliant. I can't, do you know what, I'm going to have to try and remember the thing, because you need to see it. I just cannot believe the speed and the way that he tap dances, because he's dancing with somebody that's like Steve Martin tap dancing. Gregory Hines. That's who he's dancing with. And Gregory Hines, singer and actor and amazing dancer. But the song is called Fit as a Fiddle. Da-da-da-dum, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-dum, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-dum, tap, tap, tap. And it starts like that. And then it goes, and it just gets faster and faster. And the energy these two guys have got to dance like that is just insane. So have a look. It's called Fit as a Fiddle, Steve Martin and Gregory Hines. If you get a chance to have a look at it on YouTube, I might post it up actually, because it is just one of those things where you go, you're out of breath just looking at it. I'd start off this hour with a little bit of disco. I love my disco. This is Chic with I Want Your Love. You're listening to I Want Your Love. Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM, FM, FM.
coming when it hits. All alone in my bed at night, I grab my pillow and squeeze it tight. I think of you and I dream of you all of the time. What am I gonna do?
together. And tell me, boy, now wouldn't that be sweet? If I could be sweet. I know I've been a real bad girl. I didn't mean for you to get hurt. We can make it better. And tell me, boy, now wouldn't that be sweet?
Gwen Stefani. She's always got that style. Always looks incredible. That is her with the sweetest escape. Woo-hoo! I've just been sneezing like a good un. I'm getting a, developing a tiny cold at the moment. Which is not good. Because I only just got over one. And that was, I mean, this one doesn't feel like the other one. The other one, I kind of like, you know, it just suddenly made me feel really, really dodgy. And I was off from the station. And then I came back, I still felt rough, and then took another day off. There's lots of little colds and things about at the moment. But it's only a little, it snivels at the moment. As long as it doesn't go into a full-blown cold, then I'm all right. Just have to give you a little bit of... bit of a heads up. I did this before, and I'm not saying this to give like loads of business to one particular store in Brentwood. I'm just mentioning it. On Worley, as you go up past Brentwood Station, you've got the petrol station with the excuse me, did you hear that? A little bit of a I think there was a little bit of a belch just came out all of a sudden. I do apologize. I'm revolting on daytime radio. Anyway, Michelle and the wind problems. Anyway, so on Worley Hill, as you go past the Essex Arms, you're heading up, aren't you? And then you've got a little supermarket there. And then as you go further, there is a petrol station that has a supermarket in it. Well, that supermarket this morning I popped into, and I'm just going to give you, if you're, you know, struggling a little bit with money, go in there because they've got a lot of stuff marked down again today. And they do have stuff marked down on a regular basis. And when I say marked down, sometimes it's actually a third of the price. Not just half price, a third of the price. So definitely go and have a look in there, because there's stuff you can whack in the freezer as well if you're looking for sort of possibly some ready meals or meat items, things like that. Go and have a look. I'm just giving you a little heads up if you are based in Brentwood. The other thing you can do, there is an app. I've not actually used it. I've got it on my phone at the moment. But it is called, it's completely free, and I'm just going to have a, it's called Too Good To Go. And basically, there's lots of different businesses that will sign up for it in Brentwood. But at the end of the day, they'll say to you, it's going to be £3.15 or maybe £2.50, I don't know, somewhere around there, for a bag of items. So you'll go and pick it up maybe at 9 o'clock tonight or 5:30 or whatever. And it's whatever they've got left. So you might get like sausage rolls, it might be bread, there might be cakes, there might, whatever. But you'll get a lot more than if you went in there and spent £3.15. And there's lots of businesses that do it, I think, that... let's have a look in Brentwood. You get a surprise bag or mystery chocolate bag or baked goods. So have a look because they say you can collect at certain times. There's only so many bags that they do a day like this and you have to get in there first. But if you have a look, it's just to help. I know a lot of people are struggling at the moment and the app is called Too Good To Go. So that's one that you could be using. We've got brand new music coming out from Jordan Nance with a track called Running Away. I'll tell you more about it in a sec.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Now we've got brand new music coming up from an artist all the way over in Arizona. He's called Jordan Nance and the track is called Running Away. If you go and have a look at his socials, which I've just been doing, there is a web page which let me just click on that. It's got, yes, discover me, my name is Jordan Nance, I'm a musician from the enchanted land of Arizona. I've been playing music for many years in various bands and musical positions. Currently I'm solo, unaccompanied, and at the top of his webpage it's got here, let's have a little look, it says Jordan Nance, the man, the myth, the legend, also a cat. But then he said, actually I'm not a cat, so just don't get confused. Here he is, this is Jordan Nance. You can also have a look at his socials at Jordan the Nance on Facebook as well, and you'll also find him on, let's have a little look here, on Twitter and Instagram, Jordan Nance, N-A-N-C-E rather. Here he is, this is him with Running Away.
Just get that dopamine flowing. I learned the law. You don't want another hanger on who feels they own you. But if you fast enough for stealing, it's been for so long that there is no healing. You learned a long, long, long time ago, love is unattainable. There's nothing left inside that empty shell. You're running. Another memory someday. You're running away.
Oh, you can't, you cannot knock that song. They are on tour at the moment, S Club, and think they're getting really good reviews and good reception. It's fun music. Sometimes you want to go to these things. Although I want to go and see Madonna, definitely want to go and see her because I want to see her. I wish I'd have gone years ago to see her, but I'd like to go and see this show because I would just love to. But the tickets, well, my friend actually got a ticket for 100 quid, but it was so far away. My eyesight's so bad, and I don't want to stand up. This is the point. If I go and see a band down at Hotbox, I'm fine because I can stand up, yeah, and I'm there in the moment, whatever, that's great. But if I'm going to somewhere like the O2 or a big venue, I want to sit down. I'm at that age, and I need to be near the toilets. I mean, this is not, I know it's not very rock and roll, so I can't go to festivals. I'm 5 foot one. There's no point. If you're in a crowd, you're like, I can't use the, nobody wants to go and use those toilets. I know you can pay for VIP ones, but I'm very funny about things like that. And I mean, I will go and use them if I'm desperate, but you have to think, actually, I might want to go to the loo in about 15 or 20 minutes, and you have to head in that direction and then queue up with everybody else. I'm always worried the door's going to come open on those things. They always end up on a slant, mobile toilets. But I'd like to go and see Madonna. But then I'm thinking, oh, you know, when you come out, there's all the crowds. And I'm just not good at that. You've got to get on the train, and there's going to be crowds when you come out, and queuing, and, you know, and then you're, I don't know. You know, the other thing is, I always want to go to the loo. If I go to quite anything like that, a gig, and it's in the middle, you have to go, now I'm going to have to miss like half an hour of it because I've got to go to the loo. And then I'll be complaining about the price of coffee. I always do that. I always complain about the price of coffee or the price of a drink. Or if I'm fancying something to nibble, I'll be going, I'm not paying that for a hot dog. That's the other thing I do. I'm nice and cheerful. I'm great fun to go out with.
Phoenix FM travel news.
So everybody tells me. Let's have a look. No, I'm not that bad. Let me have a look at the traffic and travel. Remember all the service water. It's pretty rainy today, so just be careful. Brook Street roundabout is flowing very nicely. Heading down towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run. Up in the opposite direction to the M11, no problems. Along the A1023 to Wilson's Corner is running fine. They've still got the roadworks there on Worley Hill, both ways, between Woodham Road and Worley Hill on the B186. There are diversions in operation. Temporary traffic signals due to waterway work on the A128 Brentwood Road near St Nicholas's Church. And if you're heading up towards Chelmsford, you've got a clear run at the moment, and still with the speed restrictions of 40 mile an hour between junctions. I think it's 13 and 16 in both directions while they do the much needed repair work to the road. There will be some nighttime closures and diversions in operation. More traffic and travel coming up with our Joe at 3 o'clock. Now, it is a little bit of a change here on Phoenix FM because the schedule is a little bit different today. After me, you've got Bob Simpson. And today's show is a special edition of Musical Chains. You can find out more with Bob from 1 o'clock. Then Drive Time with Joe Bailey, bringing you home with local events, interviews, drive live sessions, guest the intro and great music. She's going to be chatting to Michelle Spencer about mindfulness and well-being. At 6 o'clock, you've got 98 Not Out, the latest local, national and international cricket news with Darren Mutu. And Darren's going to be joined in the studio by cricket writer The Grumbler, also known as Richard Clark. The non-league hour with John Chubb at 7 o'clock, presenting an hour of news from our local non-league football teams. And then Bumper to Bumper, a trawl through Indian alternative with Gareth Williams at 8 p.m. And finally 10 p.m, the night shift, a brand new country music show presented by Madeline Christie. And she's going to be chatting to country singer Tainee Lord a little bit later. So loads more coming up on Phoenix FM.
Just get nervous.
I go weak in the presence of cake. No problem. Actually, it's savoury food for me. And chocolate. But savoury food. I do like my savoury food, yeah.
The presence of beauty.
That is Alison Moyo there with Weak in the Presence of Beauty. Coming up next is a banger of a track from Abby Flynn. This is My Own Woman, getting played on BBC Introducing. And next week, Abby is going to be doing a live set on BBC Introducing. She got played last week. And next week, next Thursday, she's going to be doing, as I said, a live, an acoustic set. So well done to Abby. But we had the song first. Because we love her.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM.
And now this lot are part of BBC introducing the Music of Sound. So quite a few of the people in this band are part of BBC introducing gang. And yeah, it's nice to put this together. It's called The Music of Sound, and this track is called Fair Light. It's featuring Neil March, Florrie, and on piano you've got Eleanor, and also Neil on synth. This is composed by Neil March as well. Here we go. Music of Sound, First Light. What a beautiful voice. That is Eleanor Trent. Coming up next, we got some Will I Am with This Is Love. And then don't forget, you've got Bob here sitting in for Siobhan. He's going to be here for the next 2 hours.
Baby, let's get it tonight.
Terminator. I created me a rocket just a week or rocket later. And the way the beat is knocking got me feeling. Cause the DJ got me walking on the ceiling. I got a rocket for the glow. On the disco. I fill it up with love and then I watch it explode. If you love it like I love it. Violin, cello, love for computer beats, harder than metal. House beats, housing, bouncing in the ghetto. We sip till we smashed up, feel it alright. And we rock the ghetto blaster, rock it all night. I send a rocket to the globe, bomb the disco. I filled it up with love and then I watch it explode.
I can feel the love. There we go, Will I Am. Just got a nice message. I wish there were more presenters like you who did this, especially on daytime shows, by playing independent music. Yeah, I, as I said, I have got a petition, actually, if anyone's interested. I think a lot of musicians are probably quite too scared to sign it. But it is for the BBC, and it's to say that daytime BBC Radio 1, if it's, say, Zoe Ball's on Breakfast, I think she is, BBC Radio 2, they have to play an unsigned act every hour during the music shows, maybe between sort of 7 and 5 during the day, every day. I think that would be fair because you've got to get all of the normal tracks, you know, Kylie's out at the moment and you've got some big sort of, you know, number one tracks and all sorts of things. So you've got a big mixture and those songs are on repeat normally on the BBC. So I think it would be an independent artist. You can all just, you know, send your stuff in and they have to play one every single hour because we pay for the BBC as well. So I think that's fair. Rather than, we can still have BBC Introducing, that's a great thing. But you know how many people try to get on BBC Introducing and most of, you know, especially if you're over the age of 30, and I'm not being cruel, but it's true. Doesn't matter how good your music is, it's quite hard to get on BBC Introducing, and you know, it should be open to everybody. In fact, when I was talking to the Pete from the Conjacks, and that interview is up online on www.phoenixfm.com, they've got 131,000 followers now. So they've got a really good fan base. But as he said, where are the artists coming through for people in their 40s and 50s? Now, you might want to listen to music made by 20-year-olds, or you might want to listen to music of somebody maybe of your age that you want to have a listen to. But there's no support for those artists in the music industry at all. If you've been famous like Kylie, she's in her 50s, but she started off in her 20s, then that's fine. But you've got no artists coming through of like, you know, 40, 50, 60 or whatever. And really, that is a bit of a gap in the market. But most people produce their own music, their own fan bases, and they make music. They make a huge amount of money, but they can sell their merchandise, whether it be T-shirts, CDs or signed vinyl and things like that, to support them to make other to make more music. As you know, I always do talk about I'm quite passionate about things like that. Spotify and Apple Music are no good really to anybody unless you do millions and millions of streams. Otherwise, you get about 2 pence after you've got about 1,000 plays or something. It's like, how much I make? Oh, £4. That's good. I think it's something like that. It's 0.00 something pence or something. So it's not very much at all. I did a petition. It's just, I thought it was a great idea. I thought more people would sign it. I only just started it up about 2 weeks ago. But if you want to find it, you'll find it on my Eat My Brunch page. Somewhere it's lurking around there somewhere. I just thought it'd be a good idea. It's like BBC have to play an independent track every hour and it'll give people a chance. It'd be like I'm on the BBC, because that's what people love. I mean, you know, as much as I love being on Phoenix FM and there's some amazing local stations around in Essex, the BBC will always be the BBC, and it's still exciting for people to be played on the BBC, but this just gives more of a, I don't know, more of a chance. That was my idea anyway. That was my idea. Now, coming up after me, you've got Bob. He's in for Siobhan, and he's going to be with a little show. It's a special edition, actually, called Musical Chains, and that is our very own Bob Simpson. I'll be back with you tomorrow from 10 o'clock, and then next week I have got a plethora of guests in the studio. I've got so many, it's unbelievable. Tomorrow, in fact, I'm talking about World Kindness Day with Amy Rabalu tomorrow. And then next week, I've just got loads. I'm going to be talking to the House Gospel Choir. Can't wait for that one. Brentwood Arts Cinema Club, Not Just Travel. And who else have I got? Is that another one? Sylvia Kent's the week after. So I've got loads coming up next week, about 4 guests in the studio. Right, I'm going to leave you with, who's this? Jonah Louie, You'll Always Find Me in the Kitchen at Parties. Do you remember that song? No, me neither. See you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in, keeping me company. Have a good one.
I'm no good at chatting up and always get rebuffed. Enough to drive a man to drink. I don't do no washing up. I always leave the stuff piled up in the sink.
But you will always find him in the kitchen at parties.
Me and my girlfriend, we argued and she ran away from home. She must have found somebody new and now I'm all alone, living on my own. What am I supposed to do?
That's why you'll always find him in the kitchen at parties. You will always find him in the kitchen at parties. You will always find him in the kitchen at parties.
I said I like you, my bra. She was into French cuisine, but ain't no cold or blood. This was at some do in Palmer's Green. I had no luck with her.
You will still find him in the kitchen at parties. You will still find him in the kitchen at parties.
At last I met a pretty girl, she laughed and talked with me. We both walked out of the kitchen and laughed in a new way. And now I've done my time in the kitchen at parties. I've done my time in the kitchen at parties.
At parties. He's done his time in the kitchen at parties. He's done his
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.